This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The South African Parliament will hold hearings next week on horse racing to assess the state of the industry and its potential for growth. The country's first black thoroughbred horse breeder, Findi Kema, will be presenting arguments for the sport as she attempts to create an international event in Port Elizabeth. Kema has now turned to the United Kingdom for help and inspiration. Our reporter Catherine Drew caught up with her in London.
Daray Me joins in, then Demon Buena Vista. Daray Me went up the Spanish Moon 100 to go.
Horse racing is one of the oldest sports in Britain, as well established in a country with 51 racecourses and several large international meetings. So it is to the UK that Findi Kema and her colleagues at the company she created, Africa Race International, have come for help and inspiration. Kema is looking to benefit from British expertise as she tries to build credibility for an event she hopes will put South Africa on the international racing map and become the biggest meeting on the continent, with a main prize of €2.5 million. Kema's plans are ambitious: to create a major new event to attract a new market. The plans are bold, but she says she's been heartened by the reaction of British industry figures.
What is wonderful is the feedback we're getting from British horse racing fraternity, given the interest they have, as well as seeing the potential in working closely with South Africa. That for us is wonderful, because it would actually unlock the potential for the rest of Africa. Remember, South Africa is the capital of horse racing in Africa. And if South Africa does not move forward, that means the rest of Africa does not progress.
Off and running in the Prince of Wales. This is a brilliant winner.
Kema is looking to see how the British horse racing industry is facing its own challenges. With an ageing audience and attendance dwindling, the industry has made an effort to make a day at the races more appealing to younger audiences with outreach and promotional videos. While South African racing has a racially mixed sector of jockeys, trainers and club owners around the country's 11 racetracks are still predominantly white. Kema wants to change that and says this racial dimension must be tackled at the same time as the industry tries to revive itself and increase its current level of employment from 15,000.
You'll have myself as the first person, you know, to breed horses in Africa. Obviously, that is historical, but the point is, this is what needs to change. In the rest of Africa, horse racing is very colonial, and it is important that horse racing reinvent itself.
While Africa Race International has attracted a major funder, the government-backed Regional Development Agency, international horse racing at Port Elizabeth is at least 18 months away, as details about gambling licensing and difficulties with horse movement are worked out with various authorities. Currently, disease control measures, including quarantine, would make international racing almost impossible. Even so, British horse racing authorities have welcomed the initiative. Nick Attenborough speaks for the group Racing for Change, an organisation designed to attract new audiences for UK races.
Horse racing is becoming a global sport. We're seeing horses being transported around the world much more. We've got the Breeders' Cup in America. We've got the Arc in Paris coming up in a few weeks' time. There's very big race meetings in Hong Kong. Australia's got the Melbourne Cup. So it's a global sport. I think more and more we'll see horses being transported around the world at the highest level to compete. So why South Africa couldn't be part of that, I don't know.
Africa Race International says it doesn't want to replicate races seen in other countries, but is intent on creating a new experience for a new market, black South Africans who might never have spent a day at the races. So Findi Kema's mission continues. Fresh from trying to win over British cooperation and support, she'll be giving evidence in Parliament next week as she seeks to win political backing for her ambitions too. Catherine Drew, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.